This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest all the way from Australia today. Her name is Christina Foxwell, and she's going to be talking about how to shift your world by stepping into growth for yourself. Christina has had a journey in her life of leadership, broken marriage, migration to a new country, determination to succeed, and wrestling with her sense of self and worthiness. She is now living her life by being kinder and gentler to herself and impacting the world by connecting with others. She encourages people to shift their world by stepping into growth for themselves, by changing the way they see and experience every day, and by learning to overcome fear and step in love. Welcome to the show, Christina. How are you doing today?
Mari, I'm really well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. So you talk about growing you and how we have to grow ourselves. Would you tell us a little bit about the story of how you learned the importance of that?
Well, I think I'm like everybody else. When I heard of, you know, personal growth, or I was all, that's fluffy stuff. You know, we just got to power on through and be strong and just, you know, resilience with strength. And I think my story caught up with me, as I'm sure it does for many people. Yeah. And I think it caught up with me about 10 years ago. And I was onto my, I call it my fourth husband, but it's my third. So anybody out there who's judging, release the judgment and stand in love, right? And he bought me a book on being happy. And I was like, dude, why are you giving me this happiness book? Like, can't you see I'm this powerful, independent woman forging in life, making something of myself? And he called out something in me that I couldn't see, but the wrestle was taking away my ability to feel joy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to change it. I didn't know how to change it, but I knew something needed to give. And you know, I have these chapters of my life, and one of them was called Breeding Shame, where everything that could possibly go wrong in a 10-year span did. So I went from domestic violence to raising my little girl on my own, and really it was tough going. Like, you know, when you have to rent an apartment and get people to share it with you so you can feed your child and still show up for work every day and, you know, build the future you want to build. To having my beautiful son and, you know, eventually migrating to this wonderful country and then finding me. And I think that's with the importance of growing me. It's not a cognitive thing. You can't go to university and study to suddenly live your life better. You can't marry someone and suddenly your life's better. You can't just, you know, get the next promotion and suddenly you're happier. You know, it doesn't work that way. And I kind of got this to this point where one of my friends, when I started this practice in Australia, said to me, Christina, you can't give what you don't have. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my goodness. What do I need? What do I need? I need to study. I need to do this. I need to do that. And that's all cognitive, right? That's all about teaching my brain, like, theories and things.
Yeah.
But actually, I needed to start living differently. And that was where this kind of came to life. And, of course, I bumped into Dr. Brené Brown's work and looked at it and went, oh, vulnerability, help me. And actually, as I read her stuff, I didn't just read it. I started to live it. And then I started to look at all the different people that I was seeing as speakers and started to look at my life differently and go, I want to be happy. I want to feel joy. I don't want to feel like I'm always wrestling. And then obviously in the work I do, I love people being really successful in the work they do, in the organization they do. And to help people be their best self, it doesn't mean I just build their technical capabilities, I've really got to help them unlock who they are so that they can love what they do and use their gifts and talents. And I wrestled with that for years. How do we unlock people so that they can be really successful? And then it all kind of came, Mari, it kind of all landed together in this, you've got to grow you. You have no choice. In order to make a place that we work, a hive of people all being successful, we've got to just do that. And so it's just been amazing. I've seen my life change. I've seen my children's life change. I've seen my business change. I am feeling joyful. I'm more congruent with who I am. I'm clearer on my values. I am clearer on my boundaries. And I can feel I'm getting to know me deeply. And that has been unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. You know, I love the feeling joyful part, don't you? I remember a time in my life many years ago where I cried myself to sleep every night. I can't even, now I can't even fathom that because it's so alien to me. That's the space that I was in, the circumstances I was in that I had really pretty much created. But it's so wonderful when you realize that joy is inside of you, right? And no one can take it away from you and you can live and step into that joyful life. There's nothing like it. So I'm so thrilled and happy that you were able to grow yourself to get to this point. What a beautiful and courageous journey. I mean, this isn't easy. Talking about it now is easy, but actually going through it was a lot of work.
It's a daily piece. Like, it's a choice. I get up in the morning and I can feel where my energy is coming from today, you know, and I think we've all got to be really gracious with ourselves too, you know, in order to grow me, I've got to accept who I am and I've got to embrace my story. Mm-hmm. If I wrestle with the things that have happened in my life and I look at myself in the moments where I've made decisions just to survive as bad and I judge myself and all that stuff, I will struggle to grow me because I'll keep holding on to pain. Yeah. I'll keep reliving shame. I will keep experiencing isolation. And you know that crying you spoke about? I have to share this if that's okay. After coming through my first marriage where I had domestic violence, I moved. My husband at that stage had been a successful sportsman in the small town that we lived. And if anyone's ever been married to like a platinum sports person, everyone knows your story. Like, you can't move without people talking about it. So I moved 1,200 kilometers away, and I don't know what that is in miles, but it's far. It's 15-hour drive. And I moved to a big city, and I met someone there, and they robbed me, if you can believe it. They stole my money out of my bank account. And I remember having to move in with my grandmother. And my grandmother was 86, my daughter was 2, and I was mid-20s, and my life felt like it was ending. And you know when you said you cried yourself to sleep? I remember lying in this bed, which was on her porch that was like a balcony that was glassed in, staring at the ceiling and thinking, is this what my life has come to? And just that numb feeling of, it was just so dark. Like, the tears would just go down my cheeks, but I wouldn't even be crying, but my eyes were weeping. And if anybody can associate with that, I want to say there's always a way out and it's through, you know? And I think those dark times, when I look back at that, my husband now feels, oh, couldn't I have saved you? I said, honey, that was the gift of my story, because I'm embracing that time not as a time of bad, but as a time of etching into my life so that I can become the woman I am today. It's just etching. It's this beautiful spiral that is a pattern that allows me to connect with other people who've had a similar pattern, to be filled with love and grace with them, you know?
Yeah, wow, what a beautiful way to describe it. I love that, an etching and a pattern. Because, as you said before, sometimes we want to kick ourselves in the butt because we made bad decisions. Right? But, you know, we're all 20 years old or 25 or 30. And it's not like we woke up one day and said, oh, I want to mess up my life. You know, I want to mess up my next 5 years really badly. No, we don't do that. We make our decisions from the information we have at hand at that time, however old or young or whatever we may be, you know? And so I love that you're saying that. I just can see it, that etching and that pattern. That's absolutely beautiful. Very nice. So,
isn't our story beautiful?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I never, ever saw it that way. I can actually see it. And so what happens, Christine, when we begin to be kinder and gentler with ourselves? Because I know that was part of the learning that you had in your past. Mm.
So Maya Angelou, and I'm probably not going to say this right, but she said, how can you trust somebody? It's like if they don't work on who they are. So how can I love somebody if I can't love myself? Because I can't really give you love. How can I be kindly and gentler to you when I can't be that to myself? And I think the analogy she used was never take a shirt from a naked man, you know. Or, you know, you can't give what you don't have. I never understood that in completeness. But the kinder and more love I've been able to pour into me, the more I've been able to have to really give to others from an authentic place that's real. And I think sometimes, you know when people go, oh, how are you? And I go, oh, I'm fine. How are you? And they go, I'm fine. And we've done that beautiful TikTok of hello.
Yes.
You connecting with someone and go, how are you today? Really, how are you? And if they go, you know what, I'm okay, but whew. I'm having one or two big wrestles in my life. And I'll go, thank you for sharing that with me. I'm here if you want to walk through that. That to me is kinder and gentler.
Yeah.
That to me is real. That to me shows interest. You know, it's when you are seen. You can't see somebody else if you can't see yourself. If I can't love me, how can I love you? I think that's been my biggest journey. About 4 years ago, I had a birthday party, as you do, and I had a massive unicorn cake with big wings and everything, as only I would do. My husband goes, oh, my goodness, here she goes again. But the theme of the year that I wanted to dedicate to myself was it's the year of loving me. Because I haven't always been able to do that. So I come from, my dad is a Pentecostal pastor, and I grew up serving the community. Like everything was about serving. Everything was about giving what I had. But the challenge was we gave without giving back. So we gave of ourselves to such a point where we didn't know who we were. And, of course, you know, my foundation was in God, but it was forgetting who Christina is.
Right.
Who's Mari? Who's Christina? You know, and what love can Christina get for herself that she can then give to others from a good place, from a font? And so I have gone through this journey of loving myself. I have a diary that I started called Remember Who You Are. And I started writing statements in this diary for me saying, I am worthy of love. I love you, Tina. You know, and it's really hard to say I love you to yourself in the mirror because, you know, my dad said, be humble, Tina. So I get at him. I'm going to be humble. I love you. Sorry if I'm, you know, cross the line. I want, you know, I don't want to upset God or anyone else. But it's not, this is not about a humility piece. This is about a love piece.
Yeah.
Because if I can't see the good in me, how can I see the good in you? And I think when we're kind and gentle, we stop judging as much, you know, because human beings, man, we bring that judgment thought out and slap people silly fairly regularly because we've hit ourselves so harshly, right?
Right, absolutely.
So imagine if I could love me, and when I see the imperfection in you, instead of judging you, I love you because you're perfect the way you are.
lifestyle.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It's life-changing, and it's what will change the world. If we grow more of that, it's what will change the world. So let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Christina a question, you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
90% of money-making strategies won't work for you because they weren't designed for you. The truth is that you already are a manifesting master. You just need the tools to channel that power. Buy Daniel Mangena's The Money Game for just $1 today, and you'll also receive 3 free bonuses worth $397. See, you've already manifested $396 without even trying. Start your manifesting journey the right way by going to dreamwithdan.com/moneygame.
Feeling exhausted, uninspired, blah, it may be a sign from your soul. She wants change. I'm Nicole Eisler, spiritual coach and intuitive. I help women slay the world in numerous ways, own their queen status, and win in life. Discover more at www.pureenergywellnesscenter.com. Ready to make changes? Take the next step, queen, at www.pureenergywellnesscenter.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Christina Foxwell, talking about how to shift your world by stepping into growth for yourself. So, Christina, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
That you are worthy. That you deserve your best life. That all the stuff that we tell ourselves we are not, we are. And to step into the future you want, maybe you just need to live today. Just embrace today, live today. You know, I think we worry sometimes too much about what tomorrow holds or what people will say about yesterday. But maybe if we can just be in today, we can start embracing the goodness of what we have. And really, I think that's part of growth. I think that's the fundamental part of being present and holding presence so that you can embrace joy. I can't think of another way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The world out there says you've got to be the CEO of a company. You've got to have a mansion. You need a BMW, and if you have one, that's wonderful. My husband won't let me buy one because he's an accountant. I love him. But whatever you know, if something outside of you signifies your worth,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be wrestling for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But if you can switch it over and start recognizing your worth is in you, you are the most magnificent, beautiful being that's been placed in this world. I listened to someone the other day and they said, Oprah was interviewing her and I can't think of her name now. And she was saying, if you are alive, you have purpose. And if you have purpose, I believe, you've got a calling and you've got a reason to be. And when we have a reason to be, we live. And I think we forget about that sometimes. We're trying to exchange who we are for connection with people. And maybe we can be the change. Can't we just engage connection with people without needing them to wrestle for a worthiness exchange even with us? You know? I think, to me, if we can start living like that, we can make our world better. And, you know, even in my own world, Mari, I decided to research for my purpose. And it's kind of boiled down over the last 10 years to making a difference to one person's life a day. And sometimes even in the work we do, I'm so worried, have we done a good job? And my daughter works with me, and she's always the gift of wisdom. And she'll go, Mom, I need to remind you, we're looking to make a difference in one person's life a day, just one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person's going to make a difference in their world.
Yep.
So forget about the big stuff. It's the minute of goodness we give. It's that minute of love we can give. It's that when we would judge somebody, hold your tongue, hold the eyebrow. I always say that the eyebrow raises before anything else, you know. There it goes. That's the judgment eyebrow. You know, or I feel the tight, or I feel that tightness in my chest, and I go, I've got to run. And I think here's the thing, and I want to talk about judgment just quickly because I'm talking about growth. Judgment is connected to fear. I just want everyone out there to listen. Judgment is connected to fear, okay? And it's the fear of being accepted. It's the fear of dot, 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 okay? So therefore, I judge myself really harshly. And then when I look at you and you're doing what I've told myself I could never do because that means X, Y, Z to me, I judge you. And then I've got to get away from you because judgment disconnects us. And when we're disconnected, we starve ourselves of love. And we were made to be with people. So it's insane to think that the way our society have created acceptance is all around the judgment space and not around the acceptance and love and belonging space. And I think it's time we change our world so that but we can be better, our children can be better, our marriages can be healthier. You know, we can't change our husbands, but man, I can work on me every day and I can look at him differently and I can start seeing him for the prince he is versus the frog I married. Do you know what I mean? And I think we can really start shifting our world. We can only do that when we focus on who we are, stop working on who we are. It's actually the choice we have. And I think it's empowering.
It's extremely empowering. And what you said before really struck me. I've never heard it say this way. We exchange who we are to be accepted or in relationship or with other people. What a perfect way to explain how we lose our authenticity. That's what I did. I was who I thought they wanted to be, so they would like me, love me, you know, go out with me, et cetera, right? But exchanging who we are, that's like selling our soul. I mean, it when you put it that way, it's like, wow, that's really tragic that we would think that that was the way to do it, you know? And so I'm so glad that you brought that out.
And Mari, I want to say this to the audience out there. You won't even realize you're doing it until you start feeling when you walk away from an encounter with someone and you go, man, that just felt shivvy or wrong, or I just feel like I'm not true to me. Something here, this whole thing didn't feel good. And often when we go, it didn't feel good, so it's your fault. No. It didn't feel good because I didn't show up as me.
Absolutely.
It didn't feel good because I have betrayed a part of me in order to be around you.
Wow, that's really deep. That's really deep.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to get there because sometimes you initially you just say, that didn't feel good, or I don't feel good, or I'm mad, or I'm angry, or I'm sad, or I'm crying. But we don't even, at first I couldn't even get to the bottom of what it was. But now I can see if I, you know, when I'm around this person or where I do these, it doesn't feel good. That's a really great way to put it. Excellent. So let's talk for just a minute about how to get a hold of you.
Okay. So even though I'm based in Australia, I believe we're a global village. And so I'm available to get hold of through my website, which is www.ignitepurpose.com.au. And I have also just released my third book, which is called Grow Me, and it's a reflection guide on how to find my way to me. I don't know how else to say that, but how do I lay down the stuff that stops me from understanding how to grow me. So it's a sort of a foundation because, you know, when people say grow me or be more, you go, how the hell do I start the journey, Mari?
Yeah.
And I wanted to help people with how you start the journey. So it's a lot of my story in there. It's simple reading, and it's a journal to reflect. So it's on Amazon at the moment on Grow Me, and it's Christina Foxwell under books, and it should pop up. But it's also available. We've got limited edition on our website at the moment. Which has got gold leaf on the front. Of course, I'm a princess. But I just want people to know that they can also check in on my Facebook. I've got lots and lots of content that streams all the time to inspire mm-hmm. you to think differently and to have hope. And that's really what I want. I want you to be the best of you because you can. You know?
Yeah. Yes,
so passionate
absolutely.
About it. So passionate about it.
Great. So make sure to check out Christina's website, ignitepurpose.com/au. And you can also find Christina on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page and she's there with her picture, a link to this interview, which, by the way, even though we're live, there will be a replay available. So please spread this information. She's given so much good wisdom today. So, Christina, is there something special that you'd like to say to a listener today, something that's really deep in your heart?
So I want to just share something. If you're sitting in your life at the moment and you're thinking, man, is this what life is? Or is this what I've signed up for? Or is this my story? I want to give you hope today that you were destined for more than this. And the way to step into more starts inside you by loving what you have. And what you have are the stories that make you. And the journey you've had is not shameful. It is. And the gifts, the things you've gone through are gifts that you've received. And I know I'm saying this, you know, I want to say it to everybody out there, if you've been through trauma, domestic violence, awful things like this, I know what it feels like to sit in a place and not even know how to order a meal because you didn't have a choice before. And now suddenly you have to live and it's hard and you don't know how. But I want you to know that there are people like myself and Mari out there, and, you know, find people that can walk next to you that aren't trying to fix you, because we can't fix you. That's your job. We want to walk with you and give you the tools to free you so that you can live your most authentic life, because that's what you were destined to do. You were destined to do that. So I want to encourage you with hope. This is not your definition point, the lowest point, but this maybe is the gift point, you know. Mm-hmm. I had my lowest point in my life with my little girl when she was tiny, and I thought, I don't know if I can carry on. And I had this moment of absolute clarity hit me, saying that this moment wouldn't define my life, that I was destined for more. And I want you to know you're destined for more. And the way to get to more is through you, not through anybody else, not through acceptance, not through anybody giving you permission to be, but for you to give yourself the permission to love you, to know your worthiness, to know your worth, to work on who you are, and to shift the way you see the world. And maybe to plug into love, because that's what we have. I don't want fear. I want love in my life. But love starts inside me.
Beautiful. Wow.
I
love all of it. That was absolutely beautiful. So, thank you for sharing that. Very good.
It's my great pleasure. It's my great pleasure. I just want everybody out there to know that you are worthy of love.
Yes, absolutely. Once you realize that, once you get the, I don't know what to call it, just the revelation of that, because it took me a while. It changes your life, and your life will change. Well, we're just about out of time. Christina, thank you so much for being on the show. It has been such a pleasure having you today. Thank you so much for listening.
It's been my great pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for listening in, and remember that the replay of this will be available right after, so spread it. So many good, wise things that Christina has shared today. And make sure you listen to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.